Hayward will be flanked tight to the right side. Strong line to the right for Snyder. Ross and Lent are in the backfield. Ross is caught quickly in the backfield by Metcalf. 6 foot two, 186-pound linebacker. Came in untouched and grabbed Ross by the shoulders and slung him down quickly. Dudek had to like that from that defender there as they needed a stop.
Loss of about a yard there. Big play there for LeBlanc. Somebody missed a blocking assignment because LeBlanc came right through there to stop Kyle Ross.
We're now under 5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Chilligotti leads it 14-0. From the 15, handoff is to Ross. Ross turns it around the right side of the line and gets down to about the 11, a gain of four there by Kyle Ross. Pat Baker, a linebacker, in on the tackle for Lafayette. Or LeBlanc, excuse me. Zero, the score. Chillicothe leads it here on the home of the Hornets, KCHI, 1010 AM, 102.5 FM in Chillicothe, Missouri. It's the 97th homecoming celebration for Chillicothe High School with the start of this football game. And a timeout is whistled here by the referees. It's going to be a timeout called by the Hornets. They have one more remaining in this first half. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We're coming out of a Chillicothe timeout. They have one remaining. LeBlanc has two remaining in this first half. There's 4 minutes, 12 seconds remaining in the first half. Chillicothe leads it 14-0. The Hornets have the ball on offense. Third and seven at the LeBlanc 11-yard line at the north end of the football field. Looking to get some more breathing room before halftime here. Coming out of a suspension of the game after the first quarter due to lightning, Chillicothe has been electric out there offensively and defensively in this second quarter. Here's Snyder with the pitchback going to Baker, the senior, trying to come around the left side. He's going to lose yardage. Isaac Castro, a 6'1", 203-pound defensive end, shut off the corner there for Baker not to get around. That defensive end did exactly what you're supposed to do, Butch.
Great job of pursuit. Stayed right with it, fought off the blocker, and went over there and was able to make the stop. So Chillicothe lost about 4 yards on that play, so it's going to bring a fourth down and 10.
Looks like we're going to go for a field goal.
This will be, let's see, 32-yard attempt here.
Chapman missed a 42-yarder earlier in the game, but the wind was wicked at that point.
We got a timeout.
Flag comes out of the end zone behind Golden Eagles. Delay a game called against Chillicothe. This time, though, Chapman doesn't have as much of a wind to contend with, but it is coming into his face as the wind is now coming out of the northwest. As he eyes that north uprights, his holder is Fig. Here's the ball. It's put down. It's high enough. It is short. Short and to the right. No good. And so the Golden Eagles once again stop the Hornet offense deep in Golden Eagle territory. And the Golden Eagles will start offensively, once again, yet to cross the 50-yard line is the Golden Eagles offensively. It'll be first and 10 for the Golden Eagles at their own 20-yard line. Burns will be wide to the right. Hartman wide to the left. Chauncey dumps it out into the backfield. And Castro's not going anywhere. He actually lost 10 yards on the play. Brought down, actually, they're going to mark him at the 12, so he lost 8 yards on that play. Zach Daly and Bradley Mosier were in on the tackle for the Hornet defense.
That was actually a lateral. Had he not caught it, that would have been a free ball. And the Hornets could have fallen on it, picked it up, whatever.
Chauncey kind of left him high and dry there with that little toss out
there,
didn't he, Butch?
He had a little trouble catching it.
Shotgun formation for Chauncey. Chauncey hands off to Dylan Garrett. Dylan Garrett gets a little bit of yardage, gets up to about the 14-yard line, a gain of two.
He hit that line of scrimmage really hard, but the Hornet defense was there to they hit him just as hard as he was running. That was a pretty vicious play right there. A lot of work for a two-yard gain.
Wide receiver wide to the left. Three wide receivers stacked up to the right for Chauncey. Chauncey standing back at his five, have to unload. Throws it at midfield. Flags come up. It was Hayward connecting with the running back, Trey Hartman, or excuse me, number 11, that is, Connor Lockhart, near midfield, and a flag comes in after the ball hits the ground.
That's one of those. That was not a catchable ball, but in high school football, that's not a rule.
Pass interference against the Hornet defense. Now, Butch, this isn't like the NFL where
that's 15 yards.
Yeah, they won't spot it where the penalty occurred.
No, it's a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage, and it's not enough for the first down, but it'll repeat the down. It'll be third down and one. And that's just frustrating because that ball was not catchable, but there was some contact. Now, whether or not it was interference or holding or whatever, that's up to the official, and that's what he called, so here we are.
Hartman and Burns wide to the right. Third and one. Handoff is to Garrett. Garrett gets to the 30. He's going to be close if they give him his forward progress.
They give him his progress. He made the first down.
Vincent Moore, big 6'3", 235-pound senior defensive lineman, met Garrett, but Garrett got the forward progress, and he got the LeBlanc first down. Is that their first or second one of the night, Butch?
I believe that's their, let me see, that would be their second first down tonight.
And it comes with 1:40 remaining in this first half. Three wide receivers set to the right. Shotgun formation for Chauncey. Rolling to his right. Rolling. Evades one defender. Now another. Now he's going to have to run with it. And he's horse-collared at the 29. No flags, though. No flags. Kyle Ross in pursuit of Chauncey there.
A loss of about 2 yards. Well, let's call it a yard. It'd be second down and 11. As the clock stopped as he went out of bounds at 1:24. Baseball score to give you. Detroit's leading the Royals 2-1 at the bottom of the eighth. That's not good.
Is that game in Detroit, Butch?
It's in Detroit.
Lockhart wide to the right. Burns and Hartman wide to the left. Chauncey from his own 20 unloads. Intended receiver was Lockhart on a post pattern that went flying over Lockhart's head at the Golden Eagles 45. Nick Duncan on the coverage of Lockhart. Ball goes rolling all the way down to the Hornet 15-yard line.
Well, that'll bring up third down. Third, isn't it?
Third and 12. Ball sitting at the 29-yard line of the Golden Eagles. They need to get to their own 41 for a first down. Three wide receivers set to the right, Lockhart, Burns, and Hartman. No backs are in the backfield. Chauncey goes back in a shotgun formation, goes back to pass. Garcia comes from behind and sacks him at the 20, and Chauncey is hurt. Chauncey is hurt. He still, though, is able to get up on his own accord, but he is noticeably shaken up. The second time tonight, he's been hit hard.
I think his pride's hurt as much as anything there. Chauncey. He is taking a beating tonight. The Hornet defensive line and defensive ends, and they've really put great pressure on Chauncey tonight.
Chauncey in punt formation, still shaking about it. He's got 15 seconds on the play clock as he is still trying to.
He'll probably milk that clock as much as he can just to run time off the game clock.
Here's the punt. Booming punt again by Chauncey. Oh. It's dropped by Hayward, picked back up by Hayward at the Chillicothe 35. He's at the 40, the 45, cross midfield. Now he's at the Golden Eagle 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. Brought down from behind inside the five by Jacob McEnany. Great. Mason Hayward with a breaking run there off the punt.
We got a flag.
Two of them back at the Golden Eagles 45-yard line. Oh, and another one here, Butch, at the 20. So there's three separate flags laying on the field.
And I would guess this one at the 20 might have been something that happened
with the punter.
With the punter.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I saw when he punted the ball, Butch, he released off the foot at about the Golden Eagles 10. Illegal procedure will be the call against the Eagles, an illegal push in the back by the Hornets special teams. So is that offsetting penalties there?
The way I sort this one out, Mark, is
the clock has stopped with 11 seconds remaining in the first half. Chillicothe leads at 14-0. Question is, will Chillicothe maintain possession of the ball here?
Illegal procedure. LeBlanc, they offset.
You're right.
So they'll repeat the fourth down.
Well, the Golden Eagles.
I've got to tell you a story. I was out here the other night. I don't very often come out, but I happen to be out here. And they were using the machine that simulates punts.
Oh, yeah.
And they had about all 15 of the kids that do punt returns. Mason Hayward won that. He did not drop. They started made a contest. Mason won that. He did not drop a punt, and he just dropped that one. That's kind of funny.
Chauncey is back at his own 6-yard line. The wind is at his back, so this should help him on the punt. Another beautiful punt. By far the best punter we've seen this year. And Hayward gets tripped up after he caught it at the 40. Gets tripped up at the 44 by Michael Modlin. So Golden Eagles had dodged a bullet there, Butch, with the push in the back penalty called against Chillicothe. That helped the Golden Eagles because it offset. They had to redo the fourth down penalty or else Chillicothe right now would be looking at scoring inside the Golden Eagle five.
Oh, I know, yeah. They had a couple of timeouts. Well, I guess they have one timeout left. So they're going to get one playoff. Maybe they'll just we'll see what they do here. They might just
They're like
in victory formation, what the Chiefs should have done last night.
Looks like Snyder's going to take a knee here. Takes a snap, takes a knee, and that'll be the final play of the first half of the Chillicothe High School homecoming game versus the St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles. The score right now is Chillicothe 14, Golden Eagles 0. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with our halftime show right after this.